DeepEnglish.com.
In 1922, Albert Einstein was staying in a hotel in Tokyo. Where was Albert Einstein staying in 1922? Albert Einstein was staying in a hotel in Tokyo in 1922. Without any money to tip a hotel delivery man, he instead gave him a couple of notes on hotel stationery about happiness and success. Did he have any money to tip a hotel delivery man? No, he didn't have any money to tip a hotel delivery man. What did he give him instead? Instead, he gave him a couple of notes on hotel stationery about happiness and success. While the man was probably unable to read the advice, he recognized their value and held on to them. What was the man probably unable to do? The man was probably unable to read the advice. Why did he hold on to them? He held on to them because he recognized their value. In October of this year, the delivery man's nephew sold the notes for $1.3 million. Who sold the notes for $1.3 million in October? The delivery man's nephew sold the notes for $1.3 million in October. One note said, "Where there's a will, there's a way." What did one note say? One note said, "Where there's a will, there's a way." The other said, "A calm and humble life will bring more happiness than the pursuit of success and the constant restlessness that comes with it." Did the other note say that a calm and humble life will bring more happiness or less happiness than the pursuit of success? The other note said that a calm and humble life will bring more happiness than the pursuit of success. Multimillionaire Mo Gawdot curiously came to a similar conclusion as Einstein after trying to find his own formula for happiness. Who came to a similar conclusion as Einstein? Multimillionaire Mo Gawdot came to a similar conclusion as Einstein. What was he trying to find? He was trying to find his own formula for happiness. On paper, his life ticked every box. He was a top Google executive. He lived in a huge house. On paper, did his life tick every box? Yes, on paper, his life ticked every box. What was his job? He was a top Google executive. Where did he live? He lived in a huge house. He married his university sweetheart and fathered two beautiful children. Who did he marry? He married his university sweetheart. How many beautiful children did he father? He fathered two beautiful children. He was incredibly wealthy. Once, he purchased a vintage Rolls-Royce at the drop of a hat. Was he incredibly poor? No, he wasn't incredibly poor. He was incredibly wealthy. What did he once purchase at the drop of a hat? He once purchased a vintage Rolls-Royce at the drop of a hat. People thought he had the perfect life, but Mo was as miserable as sin. What kind of life did people think he had? People thought he had the perfect life. Was Mo as happy as a clam? No, Mo wasn't as happy as a clam. Mo was as miserable as sin. Mo believed happiness could be captured in a computer code. What did Mo believe could be captured in a computer code? Mo believed happiness could be captured in a computer code. He wanted to develop an algorithm which could bring complete happiness. What did he want to develop? He wanted to develop an algorithm which could bring complete happiness. Together with his son Ali, they created a formula. Mo thought it nailed the art of happiness. Who did he create the formula with? He created the formula with his son Ali. What did Mo think it nailed? Mo thought it nailed the art of happiness. And then something terrible happened. Ali was rushed to the hospital for a routine appendix removal. Did something wonderful happen? No, something wonderful didn't happen. Something terrible happened. Why was Ali rushed to the hospital? Ali was rushed to the hospital for a routine appendix removal. A needle punctured a major artery by mistake. What punctured a major artery by mistake? A needle punctured a major artery by mistake. His 21-year-old son's organs were failing one by one. What were his 21-year-old son's organs doing? His 21-year-old son's organs were failing one by one. The time had come to say goodbye. What time had come? The time had come to say goodbye. Mo and his wife kissed Ollie's forehead and left the hospital. Grief overwhelmed them. Who kissed Ollie's forehead and left the hospital? Mo and his wife kissed Ollie's forehead and left the hospital. What overwhelmed them? Grief overwhelmed them. Mo blamed the doctors for his son's death, and he blamed himself. Did Mo blame himself? Yes, Mo blamed himself. Who else did he blame for his son's death? He blamed the doctors for his son's death. His wife told him blaming other people would not bring Ollie back. This struck a chord with Mo. Did his wife tell him blaming other people would bring Ollie back? No, his wife told him blaming other people would not bring Ollie back. Who did it strike a chord with? It struck a chord with Mo. He began to look at Ollie's death in a different light. How did he begin to look at Ollie's death? He began to look at Ollie's death in a different light. He heard his son's voice in his head saying, "I've already died, Papa. There's nothing you can do to change that, so make the best of it." Did his son say that he had already died? Yes, his son said that he had already died. Was there anything Mo could do to change it? No, there was nothing he could do to change it. Whose voice said, "Make the best of it"? His son's voice said, "Make the best of it." Whenever Mo's mind drifted toward negativity, he would ask, what would Ollie say in this situation? What would Mo ask whenever his mind would drift toward negativity? Mo would ask, what would Ollie say in this situation whenever his mind would drift toward negativity? In the wake of Ollie's death, his father remembered the happiness formula his son had helped him create. What did Ollie's father remember in the wake of his death? Ollie's father remembered the happiness formula in the wake of his death. Happiness is greater than or equal to the events of life minus the expectations of life. What is greater than or equal to the events of life minus the expectations of life? Happiness is greater than or equal to the events of life minus the expectations of life. He realized that his striving for material things wasn't making him happy. Was striving for material things making him happy? No, striving for material things wasn't making him happy. And his expectations for the way he thought life should be also wasn't making him happy. Were his expectations for the way he thought life should be making him happy? No, his expectations for the way he thought life should be weren't making him happy. Mo says, "I've changed my expectations. Rather than thinking that my son should never have died, I choose to be grateful for the times we had." What did Mo change? Mo changed his expectations. Rather than thinking his son should never have died, did he choose to be grateful for the times they had? Yes, rather than thinking his son should never have died, he chose to be grateful for the times they had. Mo now believes that happiness isn't something we should strive for. What does Mo believe about happiness? Mo believes that happiness isn't something we should strive for. It's about enjoying the present moment and being content with what we've got, as opposed to what we want. What is about enjoying the present moment? Happiness is about enjoying the present moment. Is it about being content with what we've got? Yes, it's about being content with what we've got.